Shin Ches, Sif Aleph. Shin Ches is a simon dealing with muksa. It's a very long simon, and there are two general types of muksa. One is a muksa of something which is not a kli at all, like stones and sticks, and that is an earlier takana. We know that it was already in the time of Dovid HaMelech, that a dead body was considered muksa. Then there was a later Zera and Kalim. They saw the Klal Yisrael was not careful not to do certain type of malachas when bound the business, so they limited the use of the Kalim. That was the time of Nechemia ben Chechilia. So the first halachas and Hilchos Muksa are pertaining to the Zera of the Kalim. Called Kalim Nikon de Shabbos Chutz Mi Muksa Machmas Fison Kis. Halacha Lamaisa Mi Paskin, then any Kli has some way you could move it, unless it's a Kli that is sensitive, delicate, and if you move it around, it will cause monetary loss. Like if you have a sharp knife that you wouldn't use it for anything, or just stop moving around, because you may get a dent in it. Kagayim, example of this is Sakin Shoshchita, just like we mentioned, a knife, a shefting, or shumila, or circumcision. Izmel Shel Saparim, Sakin Shoshchim, a special type of blade for barbers, or for scribes to cut out their quills. Since the makbid not to use it for anything other than its prescribed use, then also the top of the Shabbos and so on. Under all circumstances, one cannot move them, even if he wants to use them as a paperweight or whatever else he wants to cut his apples and his dust. Says there are mother fields from Benada and Shasakinim, also the top of them. Even if they're in a holder together with a bunch of other knives, also, now be metal to it. What's the Havamina? The Havamina, Mishaburg explains, is that I would have thought that since you're not makbid to keep it separate, you put it together with other knives, then maybe that's a proof that you're not so makbid on it. It's not chasson kiss. Gamash Malon is coming to tell us, no, these type of knives, when a stamp person is careful not to use them for other things. As far as moving around this holder, if you have a holder with a few knives, and some of them are not muksa, one is muksa, you're allowed to move the whole thing, because since it was a buses, for supported something as mutter and also, and the also was not more choshev than the mutter, then you let it move it around. If there's a way of shaking out the looks and not without getting damaged, then one is supposed to do that. As we said before, if that knife is worth more than the non looks and knives, then it will be a problem. James and Machava, brought in lakunish or besomim, some hammer that's used to crush spices, shemakpidim, alesh, leislacha. This specific one, people were very careful not to use it for anything else other than that crushing. Kamavan, if it's a crusher that you use for other things, then it won't be matzor. So a kiss, you will be able to move it around in certain conditions. Please, the Ramah. Vodin, lekelim, hamyuchodin, l'schoyra, makbid, aleim. Also items that set aside for selling, and you're very makbid not to use them for anything, you're concerned that maybe it will be miscalculated, then it's muksa. For example, if you have a store selling fruits and vegetables. So even though they're still set to sell, they're not muksa on Shabbos, you're not makbid on moving them around. Therefore, if someone wants to take, or you're short on fruits and vegetables, you can take it out of the store.